I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, today is Halloween, but because of the coronavirus this year, there may be fewer parties and less trick-or-treating with all the costumes and decorations and yummy candy and other treats. But even on a smaller scale, this holiday can pose hazards for our pets. At the top of the list is candy, especially chocolate, which contains chemicals that can be poisonous for both dogs and cats. Symptoms include digestive problems, heart problems, and seizures. Dark chocolate poses the greatest danger. Milk chocolate is less dangerous, but can still pose a risk for our best friends. Allowing your furry friend to overindulge on other rich, sugary goodies may lead to pancreatitis, which is painful and could even be fatal. Because it takes time for the pancreas to react, it might be several days before symptoms show up to indicate there's a problem. And some candy contains the artificial sweetener xylitol, which is toxic for animals. Even the cellophane or aluminum foil wrappers can pose problems if eaten, possibly causing a blockage in the digestive tract requiring emergency surgery to save your best friend's life. Try to keep all candy away from pets. Even healthy treats we enjoy can actually harm dogs and cats. That includes grapes and raisins. These may be healthier for humans, but ingesting even a small amount can cause kidney failure in pets. It's really best to keep all Halloween goodies where your furry friend cannot get to them. One last caution. Mischief makers sometimes tease, steal, or harm pets left outdoors on Halloween. If possible, keep your furry buddy confined indoors. Social distancing is good for everyone. Remember that Halloween is just one night a year. The trick is to keep your four-footed companions safe so that you can enjoy each other's company through all the seasons. Now, that's a treat when you're speaking of pets.